Well, it's recording right now, so here we go, ladies and gentlemen, back at it again. Welcome to the Growing Some One podcast. I'm your host, DJ Hen, aka Hen Dog, aka Uncle Hen, aka Big Poppy, like I said the last time. But I'm here with my lovely wife once again. I'm going to sit up because I'm too tall. This thing is not working for me. I'm here with my lovely wife, Tala. Everybody say hi to Tala.
Hey,
Tala.
Hey, everyone.
And we're kind of pooped right now, but we're doing this damn thing. We're going to do this damn thing. It's been a busy day, but it's been a very productive day. We're trying to get things prepared and ready for a trip we have planned and blessed with, you know. So we'll talk more about that trip on the next episode, because we plan on filming in our next podcast where we're going to be at. So it's going to be a surprise for all our Growing Samoan listeners and watchers. Remember, once again, if you want to support the Growing Samoan podcast and the YouTube channel, go to our YouTube page at Growing Samoan. And if you want to please help support that channel, go to iTunes and rate, comment, and subscribe to the channel, and that way we can help the awareness of financial education grow in the Samoan Pacific / Pacific Islander community. Oh, I forgot to say, Talofa, Malolele, Aloha. I forgot the Chinese already.
Ni hao. Yorana.
Yeah, what's Yorana?
Tahitian.
Oh, we didn't say that last time. Yorana. Mm-hmm. Or Yolana. Is it Yolana? Yorana? Anyways, so once again, to my my right, we have my lovely, beautiful co-host, Tala, again. So, how was your day, hon?
It was long.
I know, huh? Mm-hmm. It's nice weather, though. Summertime over here. Put this screen over here. And if you're watching the video, if you notice, to the right of Tala, we have Teddy Bear Paulo over here. Because we got a Teddy Bear Paulo because our co-host Paulo, he's busy, man. He's busy, hardworking man. He's in another state, but we trying to work things out. New to the podcast game, and I'm trying to get a video. What was it, like Skype or something?
Yeah, hopefully we can get him up.
Zoom, Skype, Zoom, all technical terms and all that mumbo jumbo stuff that I gotta do. But I love it, you know. I love I'm a techie, you know. I was a gamer since the beginning. Atari. You ever played Atari? Yeah, Atari is one joystick with one button in it, and you play like games like Pong and Pac-Man. That's Pac-Man. Anyways, just like Pac-Man, he's eating all them pebbles. That's what we be doing. Just eating all our Cooper and wasting all our energy. Chomp, chomp, chomping away our finances. That's why we're doing this podcast, y'all. So we, you know, we don't chomp, chomp, chomp away, to, you know, our finances. We're just trying to make it to the end of the level and keep going and pursuing happiness.
The all goal that good is stuff. Financial independence.
Yes.
And being frugal fabulous.
Frugal fabulous. So. Yeah. Hashtag frugal fabulous, y'all. Remember that. If you remember the first episode, yeah, that's true. First episode was crazy. I just want to thank everybody who's been watching the channel and subscribing and, you know, giving likes and stuff like that. That's amazing. Big shout out to our two listeners who have quadrupled I think it's like 20 something listeners right now or something. It's on the I can see the stats and everything. And then you have the YouTube video. People are watching YouTube videos. Cool. We're just trying to grow this channel for you guys, the listeners, right now. You listening right now in your car driving to work. Or if you're at work listening to this and you're a Poly, you know, that means Pacific Islander, Polynesian, and you're just tired of your everyday struggle, your everyday, paycheck after paycheck. Is this all I'm going to be doing for the rest of my life? Kind of, you know, mindset. Well, that's what this podcast is for, because yo, people, check it out. There is a way out. There is another way. And that way is not a dream, y'all. It's not fake. It's real. It's proven. It's been going on. It's been happening. People have been becoming financially free. You know, they've been hitting that word that we talked about last podcast, financial freedom. You know, and there's no magic pill. There's no secret sauce. There's no get rich quick scheme. It's all about hard work, in which we talk about hard Samoan grind kind of work. The kind that you do in the islands where you get the pelu, right, man? And you just out there just yakking and chopping away at the grass. Hard, man, Samoan, we're some hardworking people. And I'm not just us. You know, I mean, what? Well, babe, we are some hardworking people. People that are listening right now, they know. If you're Samoan, and I can contest this, you know. I mean, does that contest? Is it agree with it, or that's not?
I can attest
to it that, look, every job I've had since I graduated high school, man, the Usos be working. The Usos work. Because that's what we do on the islands, right? I don't know. That's just in my blood, like doing for hours, just getting up and boom, boom, boom. You just work. You don't wait. And we always have arguments with other people, not Samoan, at work, because to us, they're lazy.
And for those that are not Samoan, fe'aus is chores.
Chores, yeah, chores. And, you know, and I got nothing against, you know, any you know, other race or culture. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, like, Samoan people, man, we work hard. You know it, too. You see it. You see the Usos. You see the Samoans. They over there, yeah, we huddled in a group, but guess what? We get the damn job done, you know? So my thing is this. Us as Samoan people, or any other Pacific Islander, I'm not just saying Samoan people, even though, you know, this is grown Samoan. But look, a lot of Pacific Islanders, Polynesians, they can relate to this. We're surrounded by water, right? And out there in the islands. It's hard work. You just, if you got to travel somewhere, guess what? You got to hop in a canoe and you got to paddle. That's ancient history. That's the way how we grew up, how we lived from our ancestors. So all that, from gathering fruit, food, you know, hunters and gatherers, you know, out there fishing, and everybody just, you know, doing what they had to do to survive, right? There's no sitting around and nothing. It's just, you got to work, right? So here, what I'm trying to say is this, y'all. If you're listening to this podcast and you know you're a hard worker, you go to work every day, whatever your job may be, but you know you put in 100%. Look, and you're asking yourself, why? Why am I here? And you know you feel it inside, like there's something better. There's something better for me. I know there's something better for me. That I shouldn't be doing this, or there should be some kind of light at the end of the tunnel where this isn't the end, you know? And, you know, a lot of people, my job, they say, oh, you're a lifer. That's the term. You're a lifer. Oh, you're going to be here to your, you know, until the end, your whole entire life. And yeah, babe, I used to think like that. But down deep inside, I used to be like, I'm just doing this to survive, homie. I need to feed my family. I need to put a roof over my head, you know, and support my family, our heads. You know, I need to put a roof over our heads, put, you know, food on the table. Yeah, so if you want to call me a lifer, I'll be a lifer. But down deep inside, I knew that there was something more, right? And all of you listeners, I know you have that same feeling. Wherever you may be, you're telling yourself that, wow, there should be more. And a lot of you guys are, you know, are jumping to business opportunities, investments, and, you know, all kinds of things that you think is the right way, is the path where, oh, this is it, hon. If we do this, blah, 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 you know, this is going to work. Well, I'm telling you right now, you know, at our age, especially my age, you know, I've been through a lot of business opportunities, you know, which we'll talk about more in a different podcast, you know. But what I've found through financial education is the real light, the real tunnel, the proven way that people have been successful, proven. The numbers don't lie. And that way is what we're trying to preach here on the Grown Samoan channel that can help out a lot of you and especially a lot of your families. So what we're going to talk about today, and well, first of all, I just want to thank you guys once again for listening. But what we're going to talk about today, and if you guys seen it in the title, it's called For Beginners. Right, baby?
Yes.
For Beginners. And guess what? This podcast was truly meant for beginners. You know, there's no high advanced, you got to, you know, the super numbers and all these, you know, mumble jumble, big words and everything. No. This is for my people. It's for our people, right, baby? Mm-hmm. It's for people trying to keep it simple. And, you know, I know a lot of us because I'm the same way. I'm a simpleton, you know, simple guy, right, babe?
Yes.
So it's like this podcast or episode 2, which we're on right now, is going to be for beginners. And we really want to talk about what we were planning on from episode 1, right? Which you mentioned, which was...
Well, I mean... It's just, we just wanted to let people know how we started, where, why.
Well, you said agenda.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, we wrote down an agenda, right?
Yeah, because we wanted to start this off. We were kind of everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The first one. But in order to move forward and basically start everybody off from the beginning.
Yeah,
this is kind of where we started. Yeah. Just our starting point and how we got to here and are still moving along.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, because we still have our goals. Still, you know, it's still in a work in progress. So
yeah,
yep.
And that's why we want to, you know, we want this episode. We want to start all right. You know, you have to crawl before you walk. You know, that's an old school term, you know. Not crawl before you walk, but even before you crawl, you know, another term what we like to say is you gotta take baby steps, you know. Well, that's after you crawl. You know, after you crawl, you take baby steps. Then you walk, you know. So crawling is crawling, that's cool. Baby steps, I love baby steps, you know. And anything in life, you gotta take baby steps, especially when it comes to financial education. Baby steps are the key to you improving your life. Just jumping out there, going hard, just thinking, you know, I gotta do this, blah blah blah. You guess what? If you try to go hard, you'll notice it. You'll notice you're just neglecting your family. Your spirit is in the right spirit, but it'll be overwhelmed. You'll be off balance. Your equilibrium will be off balance, and you'll have like gut-wrenching feelings because, you know, you're just going too hard. You're not used to it, you know. So baby steps is the key. I think, babe, baby steps, and that's what, you know, we want to start off here. Episode 2 is for beginners. Baby steps on financial education, how you can work your way into it. So, other than that, let's get started. What do we got on our agenda for this podcast, baby?
Well, first and foremost, we want to begin with the books.
Books. Okay, so for beginners, look, I'm gonna tell you guys straight up. I'm gonna tell you guys the short story. Okay. There's a book, right, that I consider. I consider this book somewhat the Bible of financial education, in my opinion. Okay, my personal opinion. This book was like a gateway for me that opened my eyes to a world that I never knew existed. And this book, I highly recommend. Highly recommend for anybody to read. It's an old read, or do the audiobook, because I did an audiobook.
Yeah, my husband's not a reader.
Audiobook is cracking. Yeah. I love the audiobook.
It's definitely not a reader.
And I listened to the audiobook a lot of times. I read some books. Oh, by the way, the last episode, I was saying, like, I can't read.
That's not true. He can read.
No, I, yeah. just, he I has, want to rephrase that.
His
I,
preference is...
I can read. Like, the sign grown.
Right.
Look, y'all, I can read. I'm not illiterate. I hate reading. I don't like reading. My mind gets boggled, and I'm over here looking at reading, and I'm just like, nah.
He intakes better by ear than he does by visual.
Yeah, audiobooks. I love audiobooks, baby. I just love them. They just...
You're talking to me. I read.
You know, it's like words just being fed into your eardrums, that knowledge, everything. Like, reading is cool for, like, you know, like you love reading, right?
I love... So my husband and I are total opposites for those of you guys that are listening. We have nothing in common.
Yeah, nothing in common. But we're married.
Right.
How many years?
We just hit 10 this past May.
See, she remembers. I don't. That's the opposite.
Oh, geez, honey.
Nah, we're not. That part is not being opposite. That's just a guy thing.
Yeah, we
men don't remember anniversaries. It's just not in our mafafal.
Yeah, right. That's actually pretty common.
But yeah, in all races. Yeah. So I get a pass for that.
Yeah. So I mean, part
pass,
of our
bus pass.
Part of our differences is, I am a very big reader. I love to read. I read everywhere.
Yeah.
And now that everything's digital, I read on my phone everywhere. Yeah. My husband is not a reader. He is.
No.
He prefers to listen to everything.
Yeah.
Either podcast or just it all has to be heard.
Yeah. So. I'm a DJ. My side hustle is DJ. I'm a DJ because I love to listen to music.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go back to that book I was trying to tell y'all about, y'all. The Bible. To me, it's the Bible because I don't know if it's my age or whatever, but I can relate to it.
The Bible of financial education.
Mm-hmm. And I love this book. Like, any chance I get to re-listen to it, I do. But this book, like I said, was the gateway book, like a gateway drug. I don't know. Let's not talk about that because there's probably some people trying to get over the addictions. But like, it's a gateway to financial education. I'm gonna put it like that. And we talked about this book in the first podcast, and I was just out of it, so I really didn't zone in onto what Paulo was saying. But when he said the author name, you know, we were just going. It was just the first episode. Take action. But this book is called, ready for it, ladies and gentlemen, drum roll, Rich Dad Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki.
Yep.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Chainers and Thomas. Rich Dad Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki. Now, a lot of people probably have read it, but a lot more haven't. You know, and you know, a lot of podcasts you know I listen to, they especially the real estate podcast, that's the book. That's the number one book. BiggerPockets.com, like I talked about in the first podcast. If you're into real estate investing, we'll put that at the bottom, the link. Go to those guys, man. And watch out the wire, son. There he is again. Go. If you want to know about real estate, if this is for beginners, so let's not get into that. But anyways, We'll go to that a different time. Rich Dad Poor Dad is the book. If you haven't read it or you haven't listened to the audiobook, I highly recommend you do that today. Go on. Look, I'm going to give you guys a tip right now. A tip that'll change your life. And it's all free. Okay? Because that's what we like. We like Frugal Fabulous, y'all. You know what I'm saying? This is a tip that'll... Look. Do this. After you watch or listen to this podcast and you have time today, do this, okay? Go to YouTube, all right? And type in Rich Dad, Poor Dad, all right? Audiobook, all right? And if you find something out there that matches it, Robert Kiyosaki, watch it, listen to it. It's free. If not, go to the library, check out the book, all right? or go on. Hey, what's that? You can go on. What's the website? The app for the library.
Overdrive. You can go to Overdrive. That's a way to check out digital books with your local library.
Yeah. You just sign up, right?
Usually you just enter in your library card number and PIN, and you can have access and download the book onto your phone where you can read it. And they also have audiobooks, so you can.
But because you got me hip to that. Like, I was trying to rent out the CDs at the library, and then I'll, like, you know, try to listen to it. And then you said, oh, you could just go on Overdrive and you get the free audiobook. You just gotta wait in line.
That's the hardest thing, is having to wait, but it's worth it, you know. I for one truly love checking out books instead of going to an actual library. Now I can just actually just check it out online, just like a regular one. If it's not in, you just wait in the waiting list until it's available.
Yeah, it was cool. That helped me out big time, because all I did was just hop on. Everybody, look, y'all, you all of you people out there have a phone, man. This is called the information age, all right? Read the book. It'll teach you a lot about what I'm saying right now. Something I never knew. I never even heard of the word information age. You know, but it'll be in the book. Before the information age, which means you get all the information online, internet, your phone, the palm of your hand, your fingertips. Before that, it was called the industrial age, where it was nothing but just work. Like, you know, industrial businesses, corporations, you know. When I think about that, I think about them old workers with steel, you know, lunch boxes and work, standing in line to get into the factory shop, and, you know, one of smoke puff clouds and black and white movies or whatever. But yes, the information age, you know, hop on your phone, go to Overdrive, you know, rent out an audiobook. Rich Dad Poor Dad, start with that, you know. In the book, and this book's for beginners, so in the book it taught me something when I was a beginner, and this was only a couple years ago. Yeah, 2017. It's 2019, and you know, I've heard this book so many times, you know, and I'll tell about this story later, but about all the other times I heard about the book. But I finally said, all right, let me just listen to the audiobook then. And that happened in 2017, and since then I started my journey, and it just became crazy. Like, me and my wife, listen, y'all, me and my wife have been seeing, like, great, awesome results of being financially educated, like emotionally, spiritually, relationship wise.
And best of all, financially.
And financially. And that's where it started from. It started from getting financially educated first. And then it's kind of like a tree, you know. You know, a tree or whatever.
A tree that has many branches.
Branches out. Like, but if you would consider financial education the roots, right? Probably the roots. Then it'll grow up. And then you'll sprout out. And then all the branches of your relationship, spiritualness, emotionalness, all those just blossom. And it's just because your main base, your foundation, is financial education at the bottom. But it's on the bottom, right? But how do you make that your tree of life grow? You gotta water it, right? How do you water it? You know, by educating yourself. You gotta read. You have to read, y'all.
Just by intaking knowledge. Yeah.
You got to read, man. These books are out there. The authors, the books, the audio books, they're out there. And like I said in episode one, this is just the shit that they don't teach you in schools.
No. And I would love if they can teach my child what a bill is and how do you pay a bill, or... pretty much the real world. And the only thing that they've so far has been applied is mathematics.
In the book, Rich Dad Poor Dad, it will teach you why they don't teach us, you know, it in schools. It gives a little a meaning, or kind of opens your eyes to the reality of why you need to educate yourself, and how come the school systems, you know, is set in one way and one way only.
And why they don't teach your children.
And why they don't teach your
about
children.
About finances.
Or us or anybody.
About anything about financial education, except go to work, make money, go to college. Yeah. They tell you so over and over. In my opinion, they kind of brainwash our children to go to college, get a good paying job. And
I don't even brainwash our children. They brainwash me.
Yeah.
We've all
been down that road.
I graduated. I went to like a technical college, and I went to the ITT Tech.
You went to college.
No, you went to something. After high school, boom, workforce. I got a job, a factory job, warehousing job. You know, just palletizing. A lot of you Usos know what I'm talking about. I was in a grocery industry where you palletize food on pallets so people can eat, you know, and it's hard labor, you know, and that's like straight out of high school. I did little other jobs, you know, and then I ran into that job, and I did that for a few years, and I was still young, you know, I was like 19, somewhere around there, 19, 20. And I was like, this ain't it for me, man. I know there's more than this. And I was so brainwashed. I said, oh yeah, the school's got it. I just go back to school and you know, that'll be it, right? And I don't get me wrong, you know, for those of you that want to go back to school and you're working and you're already at school and you're studying, hey, do the damn thing. Do that. Why? Because if you can land a degree and it'll get you a paying salary job better than where you're at now, then that's what we're talking about. That's the next step of beginners. You know, that's where you want to start doing. You know, you want to start increasing your income any way possible. So for those of you that are in school, more power to you, y'all. Hey, grind it out. You know, I know it's probably tough right now, but grind it out. Listen to this podcast over and over again. I'm going to keep encouraging you guys to just do it. And I'm going to show you guys, and I'm going to teach you guys how to do it the right way, meaning your money, your salary pay. What do you do after you get your pay? You know, and if you guys have any more questions, you know, hit us up, comment, go to our either our YouTube page, or, you know, go to iTunes and hit a comment. I think you can comment on there. I'm not sure, but, you know, just any way, shape, or form, just comment us, you know. And then, I'm just here to help. I just want to help, you know. Because, you know, when I look for help, I look for people who've been there and people who have who are older, you know. There's that saying, you know, how do you learn how to get rich? You know? Now, I'm not talking about in a bad way, like get rich and be greedy and all that. But the truth is, you learn how to get rich by listening to other rich people or people who have made it, right? You don't learn how to get rich by listening to your broke ass friends. You know what I'm saying? That's not how it works, right, babe?
Right.
Yeah, it's not how it works. But in this case, we're talking about how can you become financially free, you know, because that's our goal, you know. And there's people out there, lots of people, who have made it and have done it the right way, not stepping over anybody, you know, not doing it any way, you know, shady or stuff like that. Just the two ways that have been a factor in history, right? Gary V said it best, right? But anyways, am I going off again?
Yep.
Sorry. Well, don't just stop me then. Jeez. Well, let the teddy bear stop me. Teddy bear. Yeah. So,
So read the book.
Read the book.
That was kind of. That was Henry's. Eye opener.
Yeah.
To finances and financial education.
For beginners. Yeah. Start there, y'all. Mm-hmm. Read the book. All right. What we got next? Let's go down the line.
what you did after reading the book about basically how we took action about applying what he learned.
Well, go ahead. You talk a little bit about it. Yeah.
Well, it's basically just how he... So he told me about the book and what he gathered and everything.
Because you didn't read, you never read the book before.
Huh? I've read bits and pieces. Yeah. I'm a skim reader sometimes. So,
but I read the book and then I just got all crazy and I told you about it, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, I remember.
Yes. So I took my husband at his word, because a lot of things he mentioned made a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. So, what the first thing we did is we basically utilized what he learned and applied it by going to the library.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Every weekend. So how we use that financial, how basically just how he. What he learned, we wanted to find out more about.
So I'm going
to
tell you about, I'm going to tell the listeners why we went to the library. If you read the book, there's a big tip in there that says, hey, and this is, listen to this, y'all. Listen to what I'm going to tell you guys, because it's going to change your lives right now. Take 10 minutes out of your day. Just 10 minutes. Start like that, what we talked about, baby steps. 10 minutes a day. If you need 5 minutes, you need a shorter, take 5 minutes. You know, even if 1 minute, I don't care. Just take a little time. Even, but I want to start with 10 minutes. 10 minutes a day by reading something that'll financially educate you. In this case, if it's Rich Dad, Poor Dad, or something else that you're interested in, start with that. Just 10 minutes a day. And I guarantee you that you will start learning and growing, and it'll just increase your knowledge about finances more and more. And that's what we were just talking about. That's how I started. And I told my wife, I said, look, 10 minutes a day, but this is what we're going to do. We're going to do Saturday school. I call it a Saturday school because I work Monday through Friday. Yeah, we both did. Mm-hmm. We both were working Monday through Friday. And I said, okay, Saturdays, what do we do Saturdays? We just sleep in, you know,
just
sleep in and just kind
of
resting. You're like, oh my gosh,
getting things done together.
Yeah, woohoo. So
spending time with the boys, yeah. You know.
So I realized that what I love from Saturdays, I love waking up early. And a lot of Samoan families like doing this. And a lot of people wake up Saturday morning, and what do? You go and eat breakfast. Right, everybody makes a nice breakfast. So that's how I started, y'all. Here's a tip: do breakfast. Tell yourself or tell your spouse or your loved one, because that's what I did. I told her, I said, we're going to Saturday school. And what did she say? What'd you say? Yeah, you gave me that look. You're like you're like, what the fuck? Like, what, are you crazy? It's Saturday, I'm tired from work, I want to sleep in. And I was like, okay, I'm gonna do this.
And I'll be honest, I probably had a few too many glasses of wine the night before, and I just wanted to just sleep in.
So I was like, all right, I'm going to do this the right way. I like breakfast. So I'm going to wake up, and I sort of said, well, we'll wake up, have a nice breakfast, and then we'll just go to the library, and then we'll just grind for 10 minutes or so until, you know, we learn a little something, and then we'll come home, you know? So 10 minutes a day, actually, we started off with like... For me, it was like 10 minutes a day. But for my wife, it was 10 minutes a week in the beginning. Because Saturday school is where she got financially educated with me. But during the week, I'll be at work just grinding, listening to audiobooks while I'm working. You know, stuff like that. Or when I have time. So that's a good... I want to encourage you guys, you know, that's a good tip. Start off on a Saturday with yourself or with your spouse, your, you know, or your loved ones, and you know, those that are interested, you know, and have a breakfast and you know, and think about what you want to learn or read, and you know, you don't have to go to the library, but you know, do it right there on your table, right? Take 10 minutes and just do that, you know.
We chose the library because it was free of distractions.
Yeah. You're right, babe.
We have our own kids, of course, and then we also lived with family, and so it was a little hectic trying to concentrate without disruption. So being in a library, which was perfect for us.
Yeah.
It was a perfect setting for us just to sit there and focus solely on what we needed to learn and be able to talk to
them bums, man. The bums would be scaring the hell out of me at the library, though.
You know,
hey, they got hella bums at the library. And you know what? I feel sorry, man, for the homeless, because they're all mentally ill, you know? The majority of them have mental illness, and that's something that this country just can't get a grip on. They don't know how to control it, you know? But we over there, look, you go to the library and you trying to financially educate yourself, and you got these bums over there shooting up in the bathroom. The popo, he right around the corner. They leave the bathroom doors open. I don't know what library you guys are at, but I know the library we went to. The bathroom door's open, and the popo, he's just sitting out. He posted, you know what I mean? And because the bums, man, they sleeping in there. And we over there trying to get financially educated. But when you look to
them, apparently my husband got distracted.
No, I didn't get distracted by them, really. I just it kind of woke me up, like, dang, I better do what I gotta do, because I don't want to end up that way, you know. But hey, check it out, man. I don't know, man. I feel there's probably people out there who have family members that have mental illness and are in that, you know, that homelessness, you know, situation. Hey, prayers to you. Shout out to you guys. And, you know, I just hope you guys get through it and everything and all that good stuff. On a real talk. You know, not trying to be mean or anything to the homeless people, man. But it kind of opens my eyes up to be more aware of what can happen. Because I see some videos, babe. A lot of these homeless people were like millionaires too. Not even millionaires. They were doing good. They were just normal people, you know. But yeah, the library, get financially educated, and you know. Next, what we got next?
Real estate investing.
Well, what does it say on your uppie?
Real estate investing.
Real estate.
Well.
Oh, that's why. Okay, because the book that I'm referring to, or I'm you know, saying, you know, so you guys to
Robert
read.
Kiyosaki is a real estate investor.
Yeah.
He mainly invests only in real estate.
Yeah.
So, of course, that was a lot of his.
I'm a Kiyosaki fan. You know, I'm not like, I'm just a fan of the way he like wrote the book to open up people's minds to, you know, the word financial education and how he went about it. I like the way he's old. He's like he's what you call a, not a millennial, but the older generator, baby boomer. So he's a baby boomer, and they're like old school, man. He's like, this dude's like harsh, straight up real. It's the way he comes out, you know, his language, man, is cool. But another thing, I ain't gonna lie, y'all. Hey, check this out. Another thing that really got my attention was the fact that he was from Hawaii. So Robert Kiyosaki's story is based in Hawaii. His dad is Japanese, and he's so what you call a Japanese American, but he grew up in Hawaii. Read the book, y'all. It'll explain everything. And being an islander from, you know, Samoan, I kind of related to it. Maybe that's the reason why, huh? That like I really like that book more, because I could relate to it. From him being a Hawaiian, us being Samoan, you know, he was talking about Hawaii and stuff, and I just felt like I was there in the book, and you know, I can relate to everything like he was saying about his rich dad, poor dad, and yeah, it's a great read. A lot of it is from Hawaii, so islanders, yeah, listen, man, read the book. It's a good book. He's a real estate guy, and that pretty much is what I started learning about, what we began from the Rich Dad Poor Dad book, which led into more real estate. So right after that, I started grinding into real estate, which led me to having to learn about credit, right? Is that next?
Yes.
Yeah. So the tip of going to taking 10 minutes a day and financially educating yourself, I started that route, and that path led me to learning about real estate, which in turn sets a, you know, fix your credit, learn about credit. And we were grinding about that, and we're gonna talk about that in the next episode. But the credit is a major part of financial education. I can't wait to dig into that, y'all. That's gonna help out so many people, you know what I'm saying? And this is all the freeway credit, the kind of you can take care of your own on your own.
It's not free, but you're not paying somebody else to do what you can do and save so much.
And this woman right here, y'all, oh my, OMG, you know. Shout out to DJ OMG if you're listening. You know, we'll get you on another podcast, Maho. So me and him just did a gig, another side hustle gig, and we had a blast. It was a family reunion gig, and, you know, the side hustles. We're probably doing the podcast about side hustles in the future, but DJ OMG, what's up? So this woman right here, when we get into credit repair, on doing it yourself, oh my gosh, she's like the iRobot, I said, of credit repair.
Thanks, honey.
That's why I love you, babe. Like I said, I love you because, you know, you're so smart. Your intelligence is so amazing. But yeah, ladies and gentlemen, we'll get into that in the next episode. This episode is about beginners, for beginners. So beginners, what we're talking about. Oh, go ahead. You want to say something?
No, we're just breaking down the story of how we began.
Yeah. Yeah, leading up. This is the stuff that when we started the book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Trying to stay my husband on topic.
Yeah. Thank you. I love you. The Rich Dad, Poor Dad, that's where it started from. That's how we began. I read it, and I just start flying, and I start grabbing her. I said, let's fly with me, you know.
Yeah.
Titanic style. Come to the front of the boat. spread your wings out.
My husband steamrolled me into that. But, yeah. I mean, for a good cause.
Hell yeah, for a good cause. We're seeing major results. Within 2 years. We've been married for how long?
10, baby.
No. Oh, yeah, that's right. We got married in 2009. It's 2019. We've been together.
17.
2002.
Yes.
Yeah, we've been together since 2002. And from 2002, hey, check this out, y'all. Take note. From 2002 all the way to 2017, how many years was that? Do you do the math? You're the numbers, girl.
15
years. 15. I hate math, y'all. Tell you the truth, I hate math. I'm a PE guy. I'm a PE and lunch guy. But, 15 years we've been together, and I've always been frugal fabulous, tell you the truth. She was the one that was always just spending and spending, driving me, still to today she's driving me crazy, but she's gotten better.
We say frugal now, but my husband was cheap.
I was a cheap bastard. Now I'm frugal fabulous, girl. I make it rain. Frugal deliciousness.
Oh dear,
get some more coffee.
But
this tasty coffee, so good.
Yeah, I mean,
so 15 years. No, yeah, but 15 years. Check this out. 15 years, right? I was not financially educated at all. All I knew was what I knew growing up from playing Monopoly, like learning about selling candy at school. I used to sell candy at school. You know, I used to do a lot of things. I used to work at the cafeteria in my middle school just to get extra food. That's how broke we were. You know, I used to ask the lunch lady. Oh, actually, it was a hustle for me, because I used to pocket my lunch money, and I used to tell the lunch lady, "Can I help out so I can?" You know, I gave her the Google eyes. Can I help out? So I had a lighter voice. Can I help out so I can get something to eat? And she was cool. She was like, "Oh yeah, poor thing, come sit here and hand out some stuff like the sporks." So I pocket my lunch money that my dad used to leave for me, and I pocket the lunch money, and I used to get my food for free from the lunch lady, and I save up my lunch money, because that's all I knew about finances, right? Mm-hmm. 15 years of that to become an adult, getting into arguments with my wife, going crazy, fighting, yelling, and calling her every name in the book, and just wondering why the hell was I treating my lovely, beautiful wife like this. And like what we talked about in the first podcast, finances.
It's all finances.
Yeah.
It's the number one reason why marriages and relationships.
There was no communication. No. We were like, first we love each other. You know, when we first met and talked the first night, we just fell in love. But the financial communication was never there. You know, we never had the deep talk for all those years, going through hardships, getting buying a house, losing a house, getting evicted multiple times, being homeless at one point. Real talk, y'all. Real talk. Struggling, you know, to the point of almost divorcing a few times, you know. But I always tell my wife, and I told a lot of people this. I'm gonna get deep on you guys right now. I told a lot of people this, like in relationships, it's not, and this is one thing I heard that I love, I'll take it to the day I die, take it with me to the day I die, it's not the good times that make you, you know, make your marriage, make your relationship. It's the bad times. Those are the times that show how much true love you guys really have for each other. And we made it. Right, baby?
Right.
We made it. Get my baby. We made it. I just gave my lovely wife a kiss. I love her to death. And 15 years of that, going hard back and forth, blah, blah, blah. Then finally in 2017, one book, y'all. Just one book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad by Robert Kiyosaki, opened up my eyes to the word financial education. Not only opened up my eyes to the word, but opened up the door. That big, bright door that just, once I opened up that door, it was just like, you know? And I was like, what the hell? Why hasn't anybody ever told us this? How is this possible that the world has been, you know, keeping this a secret from, you know, the schools, which you can't, you know, they haven't taught us when we're in school and this and that. Why, how come my parents never told me about financial education? And, you know, the list goes on and on. And within 2 years, damn, y'all, like, our life has just been truly blessed tenfold, you know, literally. Like, if you want to talk about finances, it's been just. I don't want to talk about the numbers, but I'm just telling y'all, hey, it's been a blessing. And it's just us applying the hard work. Like I talked about earlier, Psalm 1 people, you guys are hard workers. Look, your hard work is the same if you apply your mindset to financial education. Once you're automatically a hardworking Samoan person or Pacific Islander, whatever. But once you apply that mentality to financial education, your life will change for the better, be easier. You'll be getting results faster than you can ever imagine. You know, well, some fast. I'm not going to say it's going to come overnight. It takes time. I just want to tell you guys, look, everything takes time. But for me in my life and my beginning of meeting, you know, my lovely wife from the 15 years, in 2 years, it's been a, just like, boom. Why? Because you're smart. You know, you're intelligent. I'm a smart guy. And all we needed was that gateway, you know? And that gateway, the door that opened up after reading that book, it was like, hey, check it out. There's all these paths. All these paths you can take. Just choose one. You know, choose one. But guess what? All those paths, those roads, they lead to one final goal, you know? They all lead to the same thing, you know, financial independence, financial freedom. And that's what we're talking about, y'all. Pretty much the beginning for beginners. Yeah. What else we got, Bebe?
Since we started researching and gathering knowledge on real estate and how to invest in real estate and so forth, we did the credit score. So we basically knew that the only way that we can start is to get our credit scored up.
Yeah, check it to the mic though.
Okay.
Yeah, it's better. So we'll get into that later, but for this podcast, it's called For Beginners.
So basically, just getting your credit score up, and the only way to get your credit score up, we knew, was getting out of debt, clearing out your debt, which is, you know, that's part of credit repair, pretty much. Then that can be a
DIY.
That's another
that's what I'm
podcast
talking about.
Episode that we can talk more about credit repair, but...
I just had a name epiphany. I'm gonna call that DIY credit repair.
Right.
Yeah. That's a good one. You gonna hit me?
My husband's a clownster and he's a jokester. So
I see you trying to reach for that mic.
You're lucky this isn't live.
Hey, thanks for watching and listening, you guys. You know, we can tell we're kind of a little out of it. It's been a long day, but hey, this is for you guys, you know. This is for you. We have some guests coming on. I got a lot of interviews coming up, so, you know. Today's just been a little day, but we're almost over. We're almost done with this episode.
So basically, like I said, getting out of debt.
Yeah.
Which is all that part of that credit repair. But the next one was, how do we get rid of those debts? Was to save some money.
Yeah.
Was basically paying ourselves first.
Yeah.
When we got paid.
Yeah. And so, like, I don't want to, like, lose everybody, but all of this is pretty much the steps that we have gone through, and at the end we're gonna recap and list how we started from beginners and where we're at now.
Yeah,
that's what we're doing, right?
Yeah, right now we're just giving you kind of what the steps that we took to get here within 2 years.
Yeah, which we saved thousands and thousands of dollars.
We thousands. I think
I'm gonna say it. Thousands, y'all.
What did we start? I think
we started with zero, negative.
No, honey.
In debt.
Shh. Quiet. Let me finish.
No, this is real talk. Go ahead.
I'm just saying. Sorry. So in that book, The Rich Dad Poor Dad, that is actually preached a lot in that book about paying yourself first. That is very, very, very crucial.
Which you guys will, when you read it, you'll read that, and that's part of the book. Yes. What it's called.
So our
pay yourself first.
Yeah, our quick overview of paying yourself first is pretty much, we started off with, I think, 20% of our income or 10%.
Yeah,
I can't remember.
But let me, to my listeners, my growing Samoan listeners, pay yourself first. Let me break it down to you guys. And he's going to break it down to you guys in a book, but I'm going to break it down to you guys right now. When you hear us say pay yourself first, what's the first thing you think of? Oh, treat myself.
Yeah, no, that's not what it is.
Wrong.
Wrong.
In the non-financial education world, that's what it means. Oh, yeah, I cheat myself. But in the financial education world, it means something totally different. And I'm going to explain to you as simply as I can. Pay yourself first means that, listen, motherfucker, you go to work. You're the one busting your ass off. You're the one sweating and grinding and waking up, traveling, getting, you know, shitted on by your boss, customers, employees, gruntled customers, gruntled employees, and you want to pull your hair out. You're the one grinding. You're the one doing it. So why, let me ask you this question. So why is it that when you get paid, the first person you pay is not yourself?
Pay your bills.
You pay your bills first. You pay, what's the first thing you think? Oh, I got to pay my rent first. Mm-hmm. I got to pay my rent first. I got to pay my phone bill. I got to pay the I got to pay the electricity. I got to pay the water bill. I got to pay the garbage. Then the rest come in line, right? The car payment. I got to, you know, all this, right? The tithing, you know, which we'll get into in another podcast. But anyways, you're the one working. Why are you paying all these other things, other people first, before yourself? Huh, let that sink in for a minute. Why are you paying everybody else first? And then who gets paid last? You. Then you're like, oh, whatever I have left, oh, that's mine to keep. Yay. All right, cool. No. Financial education is a whole nother world, people. Pay yourself first means when you get paid, that's your blood, sweat, and tears you work for. So whatever you decide that you want to put aside for you, whether it be $10, $20, $50, $100, whatever it may be, 5%, 10% of your pay, hey, pay yourself first. What that does is that pays you first, and you have what's called a pay yourself first fund. Do that right now, people. Go into your phones, go and scratch your paper where your bills list is, wherever it's at, and scratch the number one off the top and put number one, pay yourself first. And you figure out what amount you want to pay, and every time you get paid, you put that amount. You go, look, you got to train yourself, because everybody's going to keep doing it. Oh, I got to pay my rent. No. Look, when you get paid, the first you want to do is pay yourself first. It's a mindset thing. You're going to have to get used to it. And trust me, people, when you do, it's going to feel so much better, because you're going to know that you're paying yourself for your hard work that you have done. And a lot of you guys are asking, okay, if I do that, what do I do with that pay yourself funds? That's what we're going to get into a later, you know, podcast of investments. Yeah, don't sit there. Bolo sitting right there. Teddy bear Bolo.
Teddy bear can't talk.
He can talk. He's talking right now. Woo, who are you? That's couple again. He's over here.
I'm going to make his voice.
Nah, you ain't making his voice. Get away. I told him, I said, hey, don't bother us on a podcast, okay? And yeah, he's still coming over here. Like, anyways.
But
pay yourself first. Let me finish that. Well, pay yourself first. And then when you pay yourself first, what you'll be seeing is your funds just grow and grow and grow. And you don't touch that. You save that for your investments. So your pay yourself fund can be an investment fund that can work for you. And read the book, y'all. This is for you guys, beginners. Read the book. You get more into it. Every time you read, you'll get something from it. I can't explain it to you. When I read something or listen to audiobook, I get something for myself. So when you read or listen to audiobook, you're going to get something out of it in your own way. So my advice is to, if you want to learn or understand more about pay yourself first, read the book or listen to the audiobook. And if, you know, you got something from what I just said, hey, more power to you. Grow some more in the house. All right, what's next?
Another part of our library Saturday school days was not just financial education, but it was also setting our goals.
Goal setting
is very important, yeah. Whether they are short term, long term, but every goal that you set for yourself is a small win.
Yeah.
But it's a win.
All right. And we're going to, is that the last thing?
Yep.
That's the last thing now. We're coming up to the end of our podcast. So yeah,
we just kind of, yeah, it just pinpoints what our goals, what our goals, what the goals that we set were. Yeah. And our first goal was to move out.
Well, yeah, to move out to a new place because we were staying with family members. And, well, hey, a lot of us do that, right? We're Samoan people. And, you know, we had to move out to start, you know, our own thing. And that's what we did. Our next goal was to...
It was to save.
Save.
Save to money to clear our debts.
Debts.
To pay our debts off.
Pay our debt, yeah.
And as well as for our investments and what we wanted to...
And to save money for our investments.
Yep.
So that was simple. We just, once we learned about goals, goal settings, we had three goals. Move out so we can be on our own, save money for to get out of debt, and last but not least, number three, save money for our investments.
And right now we are at number three.
Yeah.
So we did one, we did two, and now we are on three.
Yeah.
So we'll, and that's kind of where our journey is right now, and we're still going, and we'll keep you updated as we go along too.
So a quick recap before we end this podcast. For beginners was the topic of this podcast. Number one was
read the book.
Robert Kiyosaki's
Rich Dad Poor Dad.
And there's a lot of other books. I'm not saying that's the only book, but I prefer that book. There's a lot of other books that, you know, we'll talk about. Richest Man in Babylon.
You might.
That's a good book.
Richest Man.
The Millionaire Next Door. Oh, it's a good book.
There's so many books, but yeah. We prefer read this one.
Just because I read a book. Yeah. All right. What's the one after that? Number two.
How we applied what he learned from that book on getting financially educated at the library.
Okay. So number two was after I read the book, I applied myself to the teachings in the book. All right. What's number three?
Since we were into researching real estate and investing, we just pretty much wanted to find out what we needed to do, and that was getting our credit score up.
Okay, so as I, number three is applying what I learned, led into repairing my credit.
Yep.
Our credit. All right, number four.
Getting out of debt.
Number four was after applying a credit, we learned that we had to get out of debt.
And so how we're going to do this.
And how we're going to do this. And number five
was how to save money to pay off your debts, as well as saving money for paying yourself first for your investments.
Okay, so then number five is saving money to pay off debts and saving money for investments.
Yep. And then the last was goal setting.
Yeah,
and
then the last was goal setting.
Goal setting.
After we learned all that, we said, okay, let's set our goals and let's do the damn thing for the next year.
Yeah, you know. And you wanted to quote this quote that you heard.
Oh yeah! So shout out to our listeners. We're gonna she's gonna read a rating comment on iTunes from one of our listeners, and we just want to send our love to you. Please, thank you for your comment. And if you want us to read any of you guys' comments, please go on to iTunes and rate and leave a comment, and we'll read it. We'll more than definitely read it. So she's bringing it up right now, and she's going to read it.
By the way, my husband's quote was that he liked was, "You are your biggest asset."
Oh, yeah. You are your biggest asset, and we'll get into that next podcast. But we're going to end off with this listener and their comment on iTunes.
Yeah, so big thank you to Mrs. Lakalaka.
To Mrs. Lakalaka.
Thank you very much for rating as well as leaving a message.
Yeah.
So her title was Great Tool for Poly Millennials.
All right, read into the mic though so they can all hear.
Okay, so Mrs. Lakalaka had said, this is a podcast that will equip poly millennials with the tools and techniques to learn and grow their knowledge surrounding finance. What can seem like a taboo or unspoken topic among our Polynesian people can now be shared in a candid yet educational conversation. So looking forward to the upcoming episodes. So definitely thank you, Mrs. Lakalaka. And
yeah,
I'm looking forward to doing more episodes with my husband, and hopefully we can get out, especially finances are very taboo in our culture.
Hell yeah.
It's not something we talk about. It's definitely not something, honestly, that our parents, I'm first generation here. My parents are old school. They're straight from Samoa. Don't know much about credit education, but you know.
But with that note, thank you, listeners. This is for you once again. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to the Growing Samoan Podcast. I'm your host, DJ Hen, a.k.a. Uncle Hen, a.k.a. Hen Dog, with my lovely co-host here, Tala, and Teddy Bear Paulo over here. And we just want to say thank you. Peace out. We love you. Tofa soy fuo. And please tune in to the next episode. And yeah. That's it. We're gone. Alrighty. Peace out, y'all. Love y'all.
Peace. Thank you.
Fabulous. Peace out.